One of the biggest changes is they've increased the maximum grant from $100,000 to $500,000. They've also decreased the minimum grant from $750 to $500. So before, if somebody was eligible for $500, they got nothing. If it was less than $750, they weren't eligible. So it lowered that to $500. A big change that's going to let a lot more businesses in is they broadened the eligibility requirements. Now you have to have a reduction of business of 15% year over year, whereas previously the requirements were a 25% reduction. So I've already gotten several calls from businesses that are now eligible, you know, asking questions on where they can find more information. And so we're happy to see that change, because a lot more of our local businesses weren't impacted up to more than 25%, but do meet that 15% threshold. And the other change they made, which would affect a smaller number of businesses, is they're now willing to accept cash accounting basis rather than accrual basis as far as your accounting method that you use. And then, of course, because these changes were made and more businesses were eligible, they changed the application deadline to Friday, October 30th. So now everybody has one more week to apply than they did previously. People who have already applied and put their numbers in do not need to resubmit or amend their application. The state will automatically do that for them. So if you've already submitted your numbers, you don't have to worry about it. The state will automatically amend those to make you eligible if you weren't before, or to increase the amount of grant that you would get if you would be eligible under the new rules.